Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great, super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup, very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 33 this week of Always No Bad Days podcast. Anyways,
of always.
Yeah, always. We got to come up with a new intro, I think.
I like your shtick.
My shtick?
Yeah.
Your shtick and spiel.
My spiel?
With this.
Yeah.
With these intros, it's nice.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is, like I said, this is episode 33.
Yeah, we got the Zdeno Chara.
Zdinski cherries.
Big Z.
But yeah, what's up, fellas? We're recording early today, so this is a mid-afternoon.
Have we ever recorded at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
No, never once.
It's between 7 and 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And so, we got our light on, and then there's just broad daylight coming in. It's kind of nice.
Weird. Yeah, it's weird having the natural light come into the room a little bit.
A little vitamin D.
You know what? We're fresh off our coffees, though, so the energy's here.
Yeah, vitamin.
I'm drinking coffee.
Right, vitamin now. Diesel.
Is, buzz in the pot.
Yeah, the calf was good today, too. We just came off lunch, Johnny and I. We ate at the calf, so
you guys
shout out.
Bellies are full. We had some beef, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they had pork.
Sweet potato tater tot things.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Those are always a special treat.
They had some turkey chili in there today, too. I had some of that. It was good.
I didn't dabble in that.
I just went for a good old rice bowl from the calf.
The good old rice bowl?
Yeah.
Rice bizzle?
Those can't really let you down.
No.
Those are pretty good.
No, those are good.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good. Those
like
are
$6.
Plus, yeah, those are clutch to have. But what was I going to say? I forget.
I don't know.
It's kind of a tough time to forget at the start of a podcast. What was the we brought the camera to the calf, so people are going to be able to see the vlog.
Oh,
I think it's this week, right?
Yeah, I think you'll put it in this week.
You know what's sad about the calf is like COVID, or before COVID, I should say, like, our whole team used to sit at this one table. You had to bring extra chairs, and it was like everyone somehow at the same time bunch, like everyone was there, you're meeting, hanging out with the boys, and then COVID kind of hit, and so we obviously couldn't go to the calf, and now it's only like a select few guys that go. Yeah, still
only like
it's not what it was.
Eight normal guys that go.
Yeah, the regulars.
Yeah.
It's not what it was.
No. Back in its heyday, it was we took that place over.
60 block, and we would eat there every single
day. Yeah, that thing was buzzing, and like the lines to like the stations were like
chicken tender day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Chicken tender day when they would actually put out sauces for.
Yeah.
They don't put out the sauces really anymore.
We were talking today at the calf that freshman year was technically mine and Marty's only full year at college so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
The sophomore year we left early.
Left
in like March.
Last year was like online for most of it. We had a month off in between Christmas and
We went home in
November.
November.
Yeah. So
right after Thanksgiving, right?
Then this year will be your
This year second full year. Full year of college.
That's crazy. Sophomore and junior just didn't even exist, eh?
Yeah, college has been such a movie, though, so far.
it really has been.
Maybe someone will make a movie about our college experience one day. It'd be like a
who's going to play you.
Lawson has enough footage to make a movie.
I think Zach Galifianakis will play me, probably.
What about you, Marty? Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
And Sacha Baron Cohen will play you.
Yeah, I'll just be Borat.
You'll goes be to college. Yeah, Borat goes to college. That's probably the third one. I think that's. I heard that they're making a third Borat. It's gonna be he goes to UWS.
Yeah, he's on the hockey team.
Yeah. So snaps it around. We had a bunch of fans come up for the game on Saturday this weekend. Got to take a bunch of pictures after. That was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had fans at all three games this past week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Stevens Point, River Falls, and at home.
Well, that's cool.
Traveling in from all over the place.
Yeah, that was definitely like the biggest group we've had this home game.
Yeah.
Of fans.
Yeah, this Saturday especially.
Super fun.
Well, the podcast fans too. I'm sorry to be yawning. I shouldn't be yawning.
No.
Wake up. Yeah, wake up, Tavr. Come on. Sleep. We had a lot of podcast fans come up this weekend that wanted to take pictures with just us three. So that was kind of a flex on the other guys.
Yeah. Not a big deal.
So suck it, other guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't even know who the other guys were, really. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Where's the No Bad Days boys?
But yeah.
Cuddy who?
My favorite part of that is like they're kind of like people are kind of shy to ask for pictures.
Yeah.
And then one person asks, and then everyone else kind of like follows suit.
And Sambo was just organizing all the pictures.
Yeah. Sam was awesome with that. Actually.
Yeah. She took the reins and
oh yeah,
made sure everyone got a picture that wanted one. So
no, that I love meeting people.
Yeah,
like, I think it's cool. So fun just talking with them, and like the best part too is like when they tell you like their favorite video or something we said that they thought was hilarious, like hearing that is awesome.
Yeah, half the time we don't even remember what we say.
that's what I'm telling you. People or like my family or friends or Jenna will ask me what I talked about on the podcast right after we're done recording, and I'll be like, honestly, I don't even know.
Yeah, other than like the Family Feud segment, like no idea.
I couldn't even remember what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. No,
like no, I forget either. Like what we said 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, what did we just talk about?
The IUAP.
Oh yeah, and then Sunday we went to the animal shelter.
Got
animal
allies.
Play with animal allies. Shout out, had us over. Got to play with some of the dogs and cats and
oh yeah,
well, more of the dogs for me.
Those were cute dogs. Those chihuahuas.
Yeah, we had little chihuahuas. Baby.
Some of the names are ridiculous though.
Yeah, what was the one? Toasted Coconut. Toasted was the dog's coconut. Name.
Corn Chip was a cat.
Yeah, Tortilla was there. yeah.
It's pretty much just Finnegan. Food.
Yeah, they had
really
like,
cute though.
Insane yeah. names, but oh yeah, even the cats. I'm not a big cat guy, but the cats were pretty cute.
Yeah,
the
kittens. I'm not a cat guy, but
and like Big Al wasn't cute.
No,
Big Al was. Yeah, they said Big Al was a little grumpy.
Big Al was a bobcat.
Yeah,
that thing.
He was. I think they said he was 21 pounds.
Yeah, they said the heaviest cat they had was 26 pounds.
That's insane.
That's legit a toddler.
Yeah, that's like a 4-year-old.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's a big.
Big
old bobcat.
The one where we walked in, that 14-year-old cat.
Yeah,
that thing was huge. I don't think I've ever seen a bigger
crazy.
Cat.
What was the dog's name that was at the front when we walked in? The pit bull.
Fenway.
Yeah, he was a beauty.
Fenway Park.
He's a big, big boy.
Until he snapped at me.
Yeah, he did kind of.
He gave me the chomper.
Well, yeah, you kind of. You were feeding him treats, and then you were rubbing his ears, and he thought you had something in your hand.
Yeah, maybe. That was definitely my fault.
And then
I got a little scared.
He was so cute though. He was actually really well.
He was. He was hilarious when we walked in. He was smiling, and he was up on the counter.
Yeah.
Was he smiling? Was he talking to you?
No, dude, he was like legit smiling. It was hilarious.
Was he have his tongue out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like when dogs are friendly like that.
Yeah.
Just and none of them barked. If you think about it, not one dog barked.
No.
Oh, actually, he was a big dog at the start.
Yeah.
His name was like Bruce or something like that.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen. I
think. Yeah.
Brucey?
Yeah, Brucey from Longest Yard.
Brucey from the block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was cool, but he was barking a lot. So we had to kind of calm him down a little bit.
What was that last dog that came in? He was like waddling all over the place and he looked like Scooby-Doo.
Oh, the lab. The lab with the big paws.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot his name. We'll just call him Finnegan, I guess.
Yeah. Finny. Finn. He was hilarious. Yeah. That guy's ears were just flopping all over the place. Yeah. And
that was just one happy dog.
He was happy to see us.
He was a puppy.
It must be overwhelming for them to kind of see a bunch of random people.
Yeah. And get that attention too.
Yeah. They might not. Yeah,
it,
true.
It's like, it was when we were getting the tour, it was like, you just want to take all those dogs home.
Yeah,
like,
true.
You just feel like.
I just want to take the puppies.
Yeah, like, Dave was dead. Dave was Dave wanted to adopt right there.
Yeah,
like four animals, not just one. He wanted to get two cats and a dog.
Yeah, well, dude, now those
the foster.
Yeah, no.
Those like palm-sized Chihuahuas were like insane. Yeah. Like, how do you not take that home? Like,
I know.
I just wanted to put it in my pocket.
But I had to tell him, like, what do you think Mort's gonna? How is Mort gonna react to having a dog around? I don't think Mort's gonna like that very much.
And the only thing Mort would like about that is extra food.
Yeah. Yeah,
Mort, like, oh, we're having steak tonight.
Mort literally eats until he feels sick, and then and then he pukes up behind the couch.
It's like if Frizz was a cat.
Yeah, kind of.
It's like, yeah. So we're gonna take Mort to all you can eat sushi. You'd probably love it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was another thing in the vlog from last week. Frizz's the amount of sushi Frizz ate was concerning a little bit.
Yeah. I didn't even I guess when I saw that the first time I was like blown away.
Yeah, no, it was honestly like impressive.
Yeah.
Like at first you're kind of like, are you sure, dude? And then after you're like, you know what? I'll give you a handshake for that one. That was good.
Like he got cut off at an all you can eat restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we had to order him like the miso soup. Yeah, until he finished his first order. We had to order for him.
Yeah, he wasn't allowed to order anymore
because they wouldn't make food for him unless he finished all that. And he did.
Insane. And then he started eating off other people's plates like he always does.
Little grazer.
Just picking.
He was just grazing.
Yeah. He likes to pick around.
Yeah. He's a beauty though.
Yeah, beauty.
Try one of everything, right?
Yeah. Well, let's try everything. Well. Yeah.
You're there. Get your money's worth, right?
Yeah. Speaking of picking, what are we picking for the Super Bowl this week?
I'm going to go with Joe Burr.
Yeah, I'm going Joe Burr by a million.
Icy Joe.
I'm going Burr too, just because it's first years for the Rams.
Yeah, so. Here's the thing. I don't want Frizz's team to win, even though let's go over all the teams Frizz cheers for. So he's the
Eagles, Rams.
He's an Eagles Raiders, fan, Raiders. Bucks fan. Probably not anymore now that Tom Brady's retired.
Yeah.
So he's Eagles, Bucks, Rams, Raiders, and one more team. I think it's out east,
but
the Bills.
Oh yeah, the Bills.
Yeah,
he
loves Josh Allen. Yeah.
He literally cheers for five teams, and four of them were in the playoffs. So the chances of one of them making it to the Super Bowl was like literally 50%.
Yeah.
So now we have to cheer for Joe Burr.
So yeah, obviously we can't.
And plus all the hype around Joe Burr, I hope he lives up to
Joe Burrow.
I think he will.
Yeah, he's money, that guy. He's just so cool. Imagine being that cool,
dude. Like I don't even know how you would react if like, you have all that attention on you all the time and like people are making t-shirts about you and all this and giving you nicknames.
Looks
and...
like he got some nice veneers too.
Yeah,
he got a nice smile.
Yeah, he's got some new chompers.
Yeah, like nice white teeth.
I'm gonna need a set of that.
Yeah,
actually, speaking of the Tom Brady thing, how about his announcement for his retirement? Like he spent all that time in New England, and in his like official statement on Instagram he didn't mention the New England Patriots once.
Yeah, there's a big thing about
big stink. They're pretty about it.
No, well, I think what's gonna happen is he's gonna do a separate retirement just for New England.
Yeah.
That would I think sense. People are saying that he's gonna sign a 1-day contract with the Patriots and then retire there and then do a whole big thing on that.
I love when guys do that.
Hopefully he does that. I mean, can't just kind of not mention them and
no. Well, that's how he became Tom Brady.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true. Yeah, we watched
TB12. He wasn't Tom Brady when he was born, right?
No. He was Thomas Brady.
Yeah.
And then when he went there, he became TB12.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah. No.
He actually wasn't actually
like a new birth certificate.
Yeah. You had to get TB.
Thomas Jefferson Brady.
Yeah. Thomas Edison.
TJB.
Yeah.
What did Thomas Jefferson invent again?
I don't know.
Electricity? Thomas
Jefferson?
No, that was
Thomas Edison.
Sigmund Freud.
What?
What did Thomas Jefferson invent? Or what was his discovery?
Wasn't he in politics in the U.S.?
He
was president, wasn't he?
Was he?
Thomas Jefferson?
See, this is a big.
Well, you got three Canadians arguing about this.
He was the third U.S. president.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
So architect, philosopher.
I'll give myself a pat on the back for that.
What's
one.
What's he most famous for?
Yeah.
Maybe being president.
The principal author of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, that's what it
that's
is.
A big deal.
That is a big deal. I saw a National Treasure.
So is that a founding father?
have no idea.
Is that what that?
Well, do you guys know that John Hancock is actually the guy on the Declaration of Independence too?
Sure.
Because that's where it comes from, the John Hancock signature saying.
Did you learn that in the Nicolas Cage movie?
Yeah, actually, I did. And I think
National Treasure.
Yeah, National Treasure. It was Ben Franklin that invented electricity with the kite or whatever.
Oh yeah, and he put a key on it, and then he shocked himself.
Yeah, conducted his famous
then
kite.
He just went to bed.
Yeah, then he was like, "Okay."
He's like, "Okay." Like, he's like, "I gotta go sheet."
Well, that conducts electricity, so I did my job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, if only I could put that in like a light bulb or something.
Yeah, but that was in 1752 when he did that. So.
So not that long ago.
No, like. Really, really, if you think about it, it wasn't that long ago, so it's not that impressive.
It's a hop, skip, and a jump back in time, right?
Yeah.
Like, if without him, I'm sure we would have figured it out.
I think we would have been all right. I'm sure there's someone else in the world that was doing their part.
You think someone else would have been able to figure that out?
I don't know. Maybe.
What was the guy's name that was MC squared? MC Hammer?
Albert Einstein?
Oh, Albert, yeah.
Yeah.
Alberti.
He was E equals MC squared.
Yeah.
Which
whatever that means.
I don't know what numbers you're supposed to plug into that.
Before we get into the
You're a science guy though, you should know that.
I know. I feel like I should, but also like I couldn't figure out square feet the last 2 weeks, and now we're talking about MC squared, which is now putting us in a whole new realm of squared.
Yeah, like stuff. What's C?
C is
M even. I don't know.
I think it's like
moisturizer and conditioner.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Squared. Equals shampoo.
It was that's what it was. It was the combination you need to make shampoo.
That makes sense.
That's why he had wacky hair.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he had wacky hair and then he figured it out. And now he's got six flow after.
It was between that or licking a socket.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then E is, what would the E be? E equals MC squared.
E
so
enzymes.
Enzymatics.
Enzymes in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Natural.
Yeah,
it's all natural.
Yeah.
What would people? That's where L'Oreal. How would people clean their hair before shampoo was invented? What would they do? Just like,
probably not. I bet you like a lot of people just stunk back in the day.
Yeah.
You should ask John Dutton.
I feel like 1883 is teaching us a lot of stuff too.
Yeah. You know what's weird? Like when they kiss in that show, I'm just like, okay, so like they don't brush their teeth. There's no way.
No, I don't think they had appliances like that.
Like
they have electric.
Talking to someone in 1883, like. Must have been such a burden.
Well, I was like,
you got to like deal with their breath.
Yeah, I think that was like number two cause of death.
That was number two cause of lost eyebrows.
Yeah,
just talking to someone breath. With just morning breath 24/7.
Yeah, they didn't have gum guys back then.
No, they did not.
Gum guy or gum girl.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, we got a.
Yeah, we got some
snacks. I got a couple packs of gum at home, so I could be gum guy for like this week. I guess.
Okay, sweet.
Tell me that quick.
Yeah. No, that'll be gone and pretty soon.
That'd be awesome if you could bring some of that over sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So for the Super Bowl, we're on Joe Burr.
Cincinnati. We're going with the Bengals.
We're the Bengals.
And like, has Cincinnati ever been in a Super Bowl?
That's
a good question.
I think they have. I think they've won 20 Super Bowls.
They're 20 for 20 in their last 20.
Yeah, they've never lost in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
But
I know a few years ago they only won like two games. It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was his first year when he got hurt. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year was his first year. They won four games.
So the year before they won.
They won two before that.
Yeah.
So they were a good team.
Yeah, no, they're
it's crazy how fast they turned.
They look for
around.
The moral victories in the game, right?
Yeah.
They're one of 12 teams that has never won a Super Bowl.
Wow.
So this is kind of a big deal.
They only joined the league in 1970, though. So that's they only had 52 years so far to win one. They hadn't. So maybe this year's Bengals year.
Yeah.
But you know what my theory is that I don't know if you guys know this, but Bengals are tigers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Essentially.
And this year is Chinese New Year. It's the year of the tiger.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I don't know if that's like a link between that. But I think that's probably like the reason why.
That might
there.
Be destiny knocking at the door.
I don't know if anyone
the Super Bowl must have thrown an Easter egg at us and we just solved it.
Yeah, I think we need to tweet that out.
Easter egg.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's a thing.
Because I also heard that Joe Burrow can dribble a bowling ball, like a basketball.
The boogeyman actually, before he goes to bed, he looks under it, see if Joe Burrow's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that as well.
Boogeyman is scared of Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
and checks the closet.
And these Netflix documentaries we've been watching recently. We watched one last night.
Oh yeah, the what's it called? The Tinder Swindler.
Yeah,
that was insane.
Crazy story. I didn't think it was going to be anything like that.
No, I thought
it. I thought it was going to be like a murder thing, yeah. Like a cat or like a catfish. Well, I guess it kind of is a catfish story, but.
That was
wild. Yeah, it was kind of wild. So check that out if you haven't seen it on Netflix.
Break it down.
So basically, spoiler alert, basically these women met this guy on Tinder in Europe, right? It was in like London and Oslo and Sweden.
Yeah.
And so they
and Finland.
So they meet this guy and they go out for coffee, and this guy is super wealthy. So he like takes them on like 5-star dates and they fly on private jets and stuff. And then basically he puts on this face that he's like super wealthy. And
he said he's a billionaire's son in the diamond industry.
But then basically he's doing this to multiple different people in different areas. Mm-hmm. So when he runs out of money, he tells the girl that he's dating that he needs to use their credit card and they need to take out loans for him because he can't use his credit cards because people are tracking him and like trying to like kill him basically. Enemies. He just like refers to him as his enemies. So these girls have no reason to believe that they're not gonna be paid back because they're literally flying around on private jets and stuff on his dime.
Going to the billionaires club in Greece.
And they're dating him. So they're like, okay, yeah, I guess like I can do that. So they're taking out like hundreds of thousands of dollars in loans, and he's using all this money and he's like maxing out their credit cards. And then, so when the money runs out from one female, he does the same thing to the next to like recoup their money, and then like pays back the first girl and then asks for more money from her.
Yeah.
So it's like an ongoing cycle. And then eventually,
it's like the citric acid cycle.
Yeah. The citric acid cycle.
Oh, that was hard to get out.
Yeah,
it is like a cycle though.
Oh, no, it's a cycle. I don't know.
Like, yeah, he's basically just using one girl's money to take the other girl out, and then the other girl's money to take the other girl out.
Yeah,
and it's just like a full circle.
But then eventually he ran out completely, and these two girls got caught on to him through the police because he was a wanted suspect in like Israel or something like that.
Yeah,
and then so they
by American Express.
Too. Yeah, so then they went to the what was it? Publicity? No, that's not the word.
The police.
He went to the media. They went to the media.
Yeah.
They put his journalists. Yeah, they went out and put his name out everywhere. And then so another girl was having the same thing happen to her, and she was out a bunch of money from him as well, and she was still talking to him. And so she said that to help recoup some of his money, she was going to sell his like Versace, Gucci,
all his designer
clothes to help gain him some money so he could keep flying away, evading the cops.
Yeah.
And then so she went to him, took all of his clothes, started selling them back at her place, and then never gave him the money. And then she found out he was on a plane, and she called like Interpol, and then he was arrested.
And the crazy thing is he only got sentenced to 15 months in prison. I don't even remember what the charges were for, but they weren't for scamming these girls.
No, it was like for the original thing in Israel.
Yeah.
It was a fraud.
And then he ended up only serving 5 months.
Yeah.
And now he's out and
runs a business
back on his.
Well, he runs like a business advising company where he makes a ton of money now. And those girls that were out like 250 grand each are still paying their debts.
I know. I feel sick for those girls.
I know.
That's actually terrible. But, and like the fact that this guy's still going.
Yeah.
And even like the documentary filmmakers.
And he still goes by that same name too.
Yeah.
So,
Simon.
Yeah. So it's definitely interesting. I would check it out.
It's
worth the watch. Sure. It's a crazy story. Netflix has done a really good job coming out with these documentaries on like random stuff that no one has ever really heard of.
Yeah.
And I guess we had never heard of it.
No, not a chance. Well, I guess it was huge in Europe because his face was all over. And that, and like now this documentary's out, like TikTok's just blowing up with like all these crazy videos
is about him.
Yeah.
I've been watching the New York mob documentaries lately.
Yeah.
Because I watched
Mob City?
Not one? It was called Fear City or something like
Fear
that.
Fear City, yeah.
And it was like about all the crime families in New York back in like the 80s or whatever it was.
Five families.
Yeah. And so
was
I had
paces.
No, there was no paces on there. was like, what are they called? I don't even know what the families are called. They're like Italian names, but
yeah,
it was like the structure of it was like
the banana family is one of them.
Yeah. The
oranges.
Did you think I said banana?
I heard you say
banana. I forget the name of the families. There's one that starts with a C. Columbo.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Columbo Crumb.
But I had recently watched that movie, The Irishman, which like basically gave like an in-depth, it's like a movie about how it all worked within one family,
yeah,
thing, right?
Yeah.
And then so I found this documentary. I've been watching it. It's freaking crazy too.
Yeah, no, those honestly, like the,
and they didn't know how to, they couldn't catch them because they had no idea how to like prosecute, because they would arrest like one guy that was like lower down in the ranks, but mm-hmm. then like obviously he wouldn't tell anything about the guys above, so they yeah. could never catch like the actual bosses.
No, usually get them on like some sort of like tax fraud,
yeah, like fraud or weird. Like drug trafficking or something like yeah. that, and then those guys would never like obviously rat on the top guys, so yeah. then it would be like just basically for nothing.
Yeah.
And then they developed a new prosecution system called like RICO or something, where they would be able to try everyone as in like a company,
mm-hmm.
and so that's how they ended up getting them.
It's like the Drake and Meek Mill song, might get hit with the RICO.
Yeah. That's literally what it is. But yeah, RICO. Yeah, so that was
yeah, no, that stuff's wild. But yeah, keep it up, Netflix. Good job.
Yeah, Netflix is crushing it.
Good job. Shout out with the docs.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
NHL All-Star Weekend was last weekend.
Yes, it was.
Did you guys, I know we couldn't watch it live, but did we catch any of the...
caught some of the highlights.
The antics?
Yeah.
I think Zegras' shootout goal was unbelievable and he didn't even win.
I'm very torn on this new style of All-Star games and stuff like that.
Yeah, even the skills comp, it's definitely not what it used to be.
Like, yeah, but I don't know. It maybe plays into like kids more nowadays than it did.
It definitely does. And like, that's a good point. I'm not a huge fan of all the theatrics that go into it.
Yeah.
Like the dressing up and like the cheesiness of things.
I don't mind that.
I get it.
I don't mind that, but it takes so long. That's my problem with it.
Yeah. Like you're there for 4 hours.
Yeah. And they only got one shot each or something like that.
Yeah. Didn't it used to be like a couple?
Maybe yeah, two, you used to get three? Like three yeah. to do like a like an actual shootout move.
And you have to like actually like try to score.
Yeah,
yeah.
But now they do like. Well, Zegras's was cool because he was blindfolded.
Yeah,
I thought like Jack Hughes's was cool because he brought out that little kid and they did the same move and then they tossed their sticks into the crowd.
Yeah,
definitely plays into like the younger, hockey audience.
Yeah,
but I would like to see like more like
effort.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, because like you're. You buy a ticket to watch the best players in the world do the skills,
mm-hmm.
and then I feel like it takes a long time.
That's actually like legit is the fastest skater.
Fastest skater is cool
and hardest shot.
Yeah,
but then on the other side of things, those guys aren't trying to get hurt in the All-Star Weekend, blowing a hamstring out going around the lot. Like I can understand that point too.
Honestly, I'm sure they could go even faster.
And they're in Vegas.
Do. Oh yeah.
So they might have had a little bit of a hangover
a fun night. Oh, I'm sure they had fun this weekend.
They probably did have fun, I would assume.
Yeah,
but the like you were saying, he didn't even win Zegras because the hometown Peter Angelo or whatever did like a regular move and then started playing the drums with that drum band after, and then he ended
took
up
one stick and started hitting
yeah it. Then he started yeah. and he ended up winning, so I think it was kind of rigged.
Yeah, I was surprised that Connor McDavid didn't win fastest skater.
That's what I mean. I don't know if
Jordan Kyrou did.
Jordan Kyrou's fast, but do you think McDavid turned on the afterburners? Yeah. I don't know.
No. He probably just had one jet on, not two.
I heard McDavid could get a breakaway from the blue line, like the other team's blue line, when there's five guys in front of him somehow. Mm-hmm. He just like looks for like the tiniest little window and then just squeaks through everyone.
My theory is that because the winner of each event gets a $35,000 check.
Yeah.
So my thing is that Kyra's young and he hasn't made that much money yet, so he was trying to get the bank account a little bit.
Oh yeah, no, I don't blame him.
Yeah, the bag. Same thing with the when the game came along. I think that the team with the most like younger guys were probably going a little bit harder than the guys that have already made like $80 million in their career. So
yeah, no, that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
and then there was a couple competitions I wasn't like a huge fan of, like when they were outside in their shoes, like by the big fountain. Was that the Bellagio?
Yeah,
yeah, and they were like sauce and pucks and all that. Like it's cool, like, okay, see, like, yeah, but
even the blackjack one.
I didn't understand. Like, I didn't see that one.
Three aces, and the first three guys shot, they hit the aces, so the other two guys didn't even get to shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And there was no crowd.
Yeah, because they couldn't get the aces.
Oh.
So the other two guys didn't even get to shoot.
Yeah, like that's awkward.
Yeah. So then, the other two guys are right away though. I forgot who won it. Pavelski won it.
Yeah.
He hit a blackjack right away, so the other two guys had to hit it right away.
Or they couldn't win.
Yeah, or they couldn't win. Right. They both missed their shot, so it was just done in, like, a matter of minutes.
Yeah, like, that
was just dumb. It was just stupid.
They were trying to play it up, like, Vegas style.
Yeah, like,
which makes sense.
Like I said, like, I get it, but...
It was
like,
definitely a cool production.
Oh, well, yeah.
But, like...
You could always rely on Vegas.
It's not what it was, like, 10 years ago when there was actually, like, guys going.
Yeah.
About MGK doing the...
I didn't see it.
The concert.
Was it good?
It was, but yeah, he was good. He did a great job. The crowd, like if you look in the background, everyone was on their phone.
Okay. Yeah.
Like no one was even looking at this.
Right. Guy. So they probably could have got someone that would have been
like
more.
Trying to hype the crowd. We watched the YouTube video yesterday and no one was like getting up.
He's like, come on. And then like crickets. Yeah. Like it was just kind of like, ah.
He's like, I guess I'll sing another song then.
You know, Piano Man.
Yeah. Would you guys be interested if they did the All-Star game? Like I think the MLB used to do it. Like the winner of the All-Star game, that conference gets to host, like gets home ice advantage in the playoffs for the cup final or something.
See, like I think hockey's
different.
Yeah, like you can't really do that with hockey, like, you know, in like football, baseball, or no,
I don't know, does
baseball do it like football where they like choose where the World Series is gonna be?
No.
Oh, okay, then never mind.
It's the same as the NHL playoffs.
Oh,
but like that's what I'm saying. I think I don't know for sure, but I think the MLB used to do it where the winner of the All-Star game, that conference got home court advantage in the World Series. Home
court
or home field or whatever. In the World Series, which I don't think is a good idea, because then there's like you get obviously home advantage means something
in hockey.
But especially. I'd like to see them put something in where it actually means something.
Yeah, like in hockey especially because of the travel and all the
money.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because they probably don't care about the 50 grand if they win or not.
No,
you think Claude Giroux like really wanted that Honda Pilot?
No, yeah. No, that thing immediately got donated.
Yeah,
for sure.
Which is good too. Like a lot of guys have done that too. They'll give it to someone who needs it. Which
yeah,
is
nice. Exactly.
I think Sidney Crosby gave it to like a single mom or a nurse or something one year.
Classy guy, Mr. Crosby.
Yeah, so the kid, right?
He's like the prime example of like what a professional athlete should like how
he doesn't
conduct
have,
themselves.
He doesn't have social media or anything either.
No, he lives a quiet life. Best player in the world, like just on and off the ice, he just seems like the best person.
Yeah,
and you never hear a single bad thing about
him—not one bad thing ever.
So, Mr. Crosby, keep it up, buddy. Some of your boys at No Bad Days,
Mr. Sidney.
You're No Bad Days, boys.
Okay, so we're into the IUAP portion of today's podcast, and we actually had an application come in through the wire. They emailed the Board of Governors and they were passing it down to us to kind of go over the whole application as a whole. Does anyone have it? Is it in that group chat?
Yeah.
You have a
I'm looking
IUAP for announcement on your phone though, no, Marty?
Yeah, I do.
Marty has the announcement, yeah.
Here it is right here, Trevor. I'll read it.
Yeah, so this is hilarious because It was
the most detailed resume for the IUAP.
And then it was just pure sarcasm the whole time.
Yeah. Like if I was like working at Goldman Sachs, like I would hire this person.
So they said their position would be low level smartass. And their experience was they worked as an intramural soccer referee for frats and international students. I've ice skated one time and they've never had a cavity.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I've had a couple cavities in my day.
Yeah, I've had some too. So the weaknesses were a little bit concerning. Never seen Yellowstone or Ozark.
That's big.
Yeah, you're gonna have to sharpen up. Yeah.
They named their female dog Scout, which, you know, that's a good
unisex.
That is a good name for a dog. Yeah. So I don't know if that technically would be a weakness.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider that a weakness.
Yeah, we could throw that in the string.
One weakness that was concerning was have the same level of understanding of the game of hockey as a 5-year-old that has been to maybe 2 practices.
Okay.
So we would have to educate that's part of the training.
You know what? Yeah. You learn.
Yeah.
We have a training program for them.
It's all about experience.
That's what the human resources training's for.
Yeah. When you work for us, you actually build your resume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she corrected us that the Appalachian Mountains are called Appalachian.
Yeah.
That's how she spelt it out here. So she's from Northern Carolina or North Carolina, not Northern Carolina. No, that was a different person that had mentioned that to us too, though.
Yeah, Appalachian.
Yeah, you have to say it with a Southern accent.
Appalachian.
Gotta
say it really fast.
Yeah.
So they were applying for the position of Chief Entertainment Officer of the No Bad Days podcast and the Board of Governors of the IUAP. Able to answer elementary geography questions on the spot, and they have strong opinions on gum. So overall, that
shows character.
Like, yeah, that is.
Yeah, I honestly laughed for like 10 minutes.
Really. Yeah. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. Then it said GPA was higher than ours.
Probably.
So
most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High school for sure.
Most likely. True.
It took us 20 minutes to figure out square foot, right?
And then we still got it wrong.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That was the funny parts. But yeah, that was a really good application. So keep sending those in.
And even the format of it is hilarious.
Yeah, it's like professional. Professional. So
like that would pass on Indeed.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Job Indeed. Yeah. Auto hire.
Yeah. So Marty, what's the IUAP announcement for this week?
I gotta read it.
Oh yeah, sorry. I forgot. Did you read it, John? Did you get the debriefing?
No, this was Marty's week to.
No, I know, but like normally when an email.
I got emailed through.
Like it was, right? You were CC'd.
Was
on
I
email.
CC'd on?
Yeah,
it?
You were.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna have to check up.
So the thing is, like, you check your phone, like when you get the emails, right? You're on the board of governors, so.
I like watching that notification number rise. On my
phone. Have to put like you on maybe probation for not reading these emails every week.
Did you read it?
Yeah, it says something about IUAP rules and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
I don't want to spoil it about like what Marty's going to say because it is his week, but
it is a big one too.
I even read it twice.
Fuck, you're a good guy.
Yeah, thanks. Anyways, all what right,
so
say?
The IUAP like, really just wants to get this out and let the people know that no matter if it's a 19-hour drive, a few plane rides, or even right down the street, go on that adventure, take that trip. There are no guarantees in life. You should live for making memories.
Okay, we got to do some more live reading because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
So yeah, just make sure you're just making the best out of life, making memories. Don't ever second guess.
Yeah. That was a pretty serious one.
Just don't second guess. Yeah.
No, normally the IUAP is kind of random. But
yeah. At the end of the day, the IUAP just. He wants to have your best interest at hand, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what
like
their goal is.
I think that's like a huge part of the organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or in union.
I think
that's
read
our mission statement.
You
should know that.
In the footnotes.
Yeah, I
helped
write
the email. The email had a footnote that hot dogs were not considered sandwiches too. They came out.
I'm so happy that that's a thing.
They that was like a separate, you had to read in the fine print, but they did say that hot dogs were not considered sandwiches this week.
And I think like they mentioned like in the fine print that it's like a $25,000 fine if you even think that. So
I think that if you had that thought come into your mind at all, you have to get your mouth washed out with soap.
And none of that nice smelling stuff.
No, it has to be
like the elementary school pump soap.
Yeah, it has to be
like, that makes your hands stink after.
The smelly soap that you get at school.
Yeah, that purple crap.
The ones that come in bags.
Yeah.
Yeah. That has to be bag soap. You
gotta slap that bag.
Yeah. Liquid soap. And you have to, it has to swish around in your mouth and then you have to spit it out and then you won't think that anymore.
That'll teach them.
Yeah. So, yeah. You guys ever seen the movie Men in Black?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think you would. I know.
Dude.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just uncultured.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
That is like, it's insane.
That is a great movie series, by the way.
What? Have you seen the movie Titanic?
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Braveheart?
No. Do they correlate to each other?
No, but I'm just saying, like, do you just like not like good movies or?
I like comedies.
Men in Black is a comedy. Men in Black is a comedy.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say that, you know, it would be hilarious is if everyone had those flash sticks that if you said something stupid in public, you could just like erase it so no one would ever.
Oh, I would love that.
Like, imagine like.
But it'd be more for like me, like when I say something stupid in public,
yeah.
And then I see the other person's reaction, I just go.
Psh, yeah, and then that never happened.
Yeah, that's a sketch. Say something way smarter.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish like when surgeon. Like when you told my teacher that I was wicked smart, I wish I could just flash both of you, and then
erase you,
and then yeah, and then tell you to go away.
No, but not flash me, so I learned my lesson, and then.
Yeah, I flash. I flash the teacher, and then I look at you and say, "Don't be stupid next time."
You know I ain't wicked smart.
Yeah, so
that's my boy here.
Yeah, he's wicked smart. Wicked. But
I actually like would like to talk to that professor now and like just see like what she thought about.
I would love to see if she even remembered that. She probably flashed herself after you said that. She's like, I don't want to remember that.
She actually went in like the school lab and invented one. And yeah. Then- used it.
But no, Men in Black, sick movie series, kind of.
It is
low-key.
I'm a huge fan.
Maybe we'll have to watch that now that Marty hasn't seen it. I haven't seen it in a long time either.
Yeah, the first one's the best one.
That's how it is with all
the rap song.
Yeah, name one movie series where the other movies are better than the first one. There's a couple,
but arguably The Hangover. Yeah, but like that. The thing is, do you guys remember when The Hangover first came out?
Yeah,
didn't that
I was in grade
that
six.
Was like the most watched movie of all time at the
dude,
time, right?
Yeah, dude, that movie was in theaters two separate times because of like how funny it was, and like that was like that just like a new era of comedy that came out.
Yeah, they set the precedent. Like,
yeah, it was unreal.
Yeah, well, we probably watched it fucking like five times this year alone.
Yeah,
that's a good point. We have watched it quite a bit
this year especially, but we watch it every year.
Yeah, multiple times.
And we'll probably watch it some more.
Yeah, maybe later. We'll watch it this weekend.
It's a new year, right?
Yeah it is. It's usually for a Sunday.
Yeah, it's a Sunday movie.
That's a Sunday afternoon movie. Because what else do you do on a Sunday afternoon? Nothing productive, right?
No.
Why
pull up your computer and do homework when you could
do it at 1 a.m.?
Yeah, when you can do it at midnight. I got a bone to pick with some teachers that make assignments due at like 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, can you just move it to midnight?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I don't. Yeah.
Let me start this at 11.
I don't like that. And you know what?
Too? It's like they expect you to start it the day before or something.
Yeah. And that's the same. You know when like it's due on like the class time at like on a Monday.
Yeah.
So it's due at like 10 a.m.
Yeah,
on a Monday.
You gotta do it on
like when you see it before. When you see when it's due on Monday.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna do it on Sunday.
Yeah. So you're like, why would I do that? Yeah.
That's just ridiculous. That's just asking.
Do you guys ever have like the moral debate whether you should wake up early in the morning and do it or just do it when you're being lazy on Sunday?
Every time I have homework.
Yeah. I always end up just saying, let's get it done on Sunday. Because I don't want to wake up early on Mondays because Mondays suck.
Yeah. Waking up sucks. I'm so bad at waking up.
Yeah.
Like I sit in my bed, like my alarm will go off and I'll probably sit there for like another 25 minutes.
Oh yeah.
Just debate.
So the trick is that you got to open your blinds the night before. So that way the sun comes in and then you're just it's like, you're annoying. And then I, as long as you get your feet on the ground, then you're actually up. So you're grounded, right? Basically, yeah, you become grounded and you're ready to take on the day.
That's true. Sometimes I'll wake up, I'll go on my phone for a little bit and it'll make me actually really tired. And then
I
myself back to sleep.
That's the problem with having your alarm set right beside your bed. You can just hit that snooze button without even moving a limb other than your finger.
Oh yeah.
But if you have to get up and close the blinds, then you're already up. You might as well get dressed and go to school.
No, we end up making it to school. It's just, it's a little tougher.
Yeah, sometimes we know. Sometimes we push the envelope on time.
I'd say so.
But we're always there on time, so no, it's not like we're late.
We make it.
Yeah, it could be worse. It could just, like, be late or not go.
Yeah. So, which is, you know,
you don't want to be doing that.
No.
Good, big no, no.
Good students only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we get into some questions?
Questions. Yep.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, well, we didn't get any messages so far. Here's one that's written. If you had to switch spots with one of the guys, who would it be and why?
Well, I like where you're sitting.
No, not switch spots. Physically, like switch.
Your chair looks comfier.
Switch bodies, Frizz, for a day. I think we already answered this one sometimes.
Yeah. Or even Dave. Because
I didn't be too much stress.
No, but like he's just like, he just knows everything.
Yeah.
Like he's just so well educated.
It'd be nice to just wake up and know everything.
Yeah. And like that's not even sarcasm towards Dave. Like that's like legit. Like he actually like knows like so much stuff.
Yeah.
Would not be.
And he doesn't go on his phone for the first half an hour in the morning.
No.
Which is like that's like when we talked about the being fully mature. Like that's when you know you're fully mature.
He's like the Gary V of college hockey players.
Yeah.
For some
reason. If you wake up in the morning and you go downstairs and pack your lunch in a bag, then I think that's when you reach full maturity as a human being.
Yeah, no, like even at my summer job, like my mom still packs my lunch.
Yeah, like yeah, same here. I have done it before.
Yeah,
but then I'll forget it on the counter, so it doesn't even count.
I know. I used to get, when I was working landscaping, the guys used to chirp me because my cooler was probably like this big. It was probably like two feet tall.
You had to wheel in the cooler.
Yeah, it was like a big cooler. Like I would use it as a stool on site.
Oh yeah.
And I would have like legit like steak, beans, two sandwiches, soup.
Yeah.
Like
no, I feel
like
you.
Legit like a buffet in there.
Do you ever get to work and look at your lunch and be like, oh, I could go to Tim Hortons or something?
No.
I used to do that sometimes.
Honestly, packs me like unreal lunches.
Yeah, no, I get sick lunches, but the only issue I have with them is that I eat so much, I get so tired after that. Like I'm so unmotivated to work.
Yeah,
that it's insane.
Like, dude, honestly, getting up early and doing the work from like 7 to noon is fine, and then as soon as you like eat lunch, you're like noon to three or noon to five, you're like, oh, I have to do what I just did all day again now before I can go home.
It's like two separate shifts.
Yeah, it's like working. It is like working 2 days and like consecutively.
Yeah. No, it's the worst. And then
we should put in an IUAP memo to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, every business should close down at noon for the day.
When I was doing concrete, I had the sickest hours. It was 6 a.m. to noon.
Yeah, I used to do that at the tire shop. And
like
too.
Usually like you're waiting for the cement truck half the time anyway. So you're really working for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
I like 7 to 3, so it wasn't too bad. And lunch was at 12:30 to 1.
Oh,
so then I'd only go out for another 2 hours.
Which is nothing. That flies by. That's actually pretty sweet.
Mine was 7 to 5. So 7 and then noon, you get lunch till 12:30, and then you go back from 12:30 to 5. So it's like
See, when I was cutting grass when I was
there's no
grade end. 11 and 12 it was 7:30 to 6:30.
Yeah,
11 hour days, and then you got to go work out after, so you don't get home till 8 p.m
You're working 60 hour weeks, you're eating dinner at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and then I used to work from like 8 to 9 at night.
Not gonna miss that.
Yeah, that's ugly.
Never doing that again.
That's ugly. Yeah, and then I used to work from 6 to 10 at night too.
I used to work from 1 a.m to 1 a.m so
yeah, around the clock.
So you guys,
I used to work,
can you guys one up that or no?
I used to work the whole weeks without stopping.
Until
Sunday, and then I'd go to sleep on Sunday and wake up on Monday. And
yeah, I would go like 50 hours without
sleep. Well, that's how you became the board of governors.
Well, because you have to put in 96 hours consecutively of work to be on the board of governors.
Yeah, which is why you're there.
And then once you get on, you got to go 196 hours.
Yeah,
it's like Navy SEAL training and then like board of governors training, and then every.
And then you
got to
go skate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To get better.
Yeah. Well, obviously get better every day.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's just what we do. Like we just get better.
That's just like ingrained.
Like I just wake up in the morning and just like, how do I get better today? And then I just do it.
Yeah. No.
After going on your phone for an hour.
Well, yeah, because I have to
TikTok.
Because I have to look at what I need to do to get better. And then I get motivation on TikTok and then I do it.
Hey guys, hope you're having a great day. My question is, if you're going on a trip or a vacation, would you prefer to fly or have the experience of the road trip?
Fly.
Thanks.
fly.
I mean, you didn't come on the RV. Yeah. So
if I'm in a car, I'd definitely rather fly. But if I was on the RV again, then probably rather.
We drove in the truck down to Nashville in Cuddy's truck freshman year. That was like borderline just as much fun.
Was it? I didn't go on that one. So
see, like, if
because it was just like you're constantly talking, chirping each other.
I just don't like being confined in like a space for that long.
Yeah.
But the RV, you could get up, walk around, go have a nap.
Our road trips to school are fun though. Like I do enjoy
those. Yeah, they are, but
it's like at the same time, like it's so long in a car that you just get like so antsy and stressed out.
Yeah.
Like on a plane, you're like 2 hours, you're there.
Yeah. That's
I guess depending how far the trip is, right?
Yeah. Like if I had to
Arizona, we're not driving there.
If I had to drive to like Greece or something, then like I think
in your submarine.
No, it's not possible. There's an ocean in the way.
Greece? It's in Europe. So no.
Wow.
Unless you want to take the Antarctica Highway.
Yeah, you and
then come down
through your company in the summer could build a bridge there, concrete if you want.
Build as you go.
Yeah. How do they build bridges like that?
Ask Marty.
What?
Over, like, how do they build the bridge from Duluth to Superior? Like, I just want to know.
Yeah, you dig in the water, right?
But how do you get up there? How do you put it up?
A documentary on.
So, like, do you build out and then just keep going?
I couldn't tell you. I bet if I built that bridge, it would collapse in about 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't trust
me. Well, I'd be out of popsicle sticks. The industrial world.
Yeah, I've seen those. Those are crazy.
And they have like the specialized scuba divers that go down and do like the underwater like
welding and stuff.
That'd probably be a sick job.
Like, how do they
dangerous, pay good money?
Oh yeah,
the craziest structure in the whole world that's ever been built is the pyramids in Egypt.
Yeah, and even in Rome, there's this one building.
No,
and
not
the,
even
the okay. The columns outside of it came from Egypt.
It's not the same thing.
No, okay. You know what?
It could be the second. It could be the second.
I was just saying, like, it's insane how they put like a perfect circle in the middle of it, and then those huge columns came all the way from Egypt to Rome.
What's those buildings called?
I don't know what it's called. I think it starts with a P.
Where is Egypt located?
In Africa, North Africa.
So they had to ship it over. Those pillars.
Well, not ship it. I think they dragged them there. So like the sand, which is crazy. I don't know how they got.
How does something get from Africa to Europe without taking a boat?
That's a good question, dude.
I don't think they could drag them there.
They dragged them to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, they went down and then up.
They hired a couple whales to put them on their back, swim them over.
We'll give you $50 each.
Yeah,
but it's a quick moving job.
But yeah, no, the pyramids.
You guys still working?
The pyramids. If those pyramids were a little bit off at the bottom, then they would not have been able to get all the way to the top without it collapsing.
That's how buildings work, right? If you can't make a good bottom, it's not a good top.
That's true. We are recording, Dave. Oh. You want to say hi?
Yeah, I'll say hi.
Hey, everyone. This is Dave.
This is Dave.
Knows everything.
We got Mr. Dave back on the podcast.
I know. It's been a minute. How's it going, fellas?
Not bad. We're just talking about Egypt.
Egypt.
Yeah.
The pyramids.
Dave, we actually just finished answering a question too. It says if you could switch with any of the boys, who would it be? And like, obviously Frizz, because we would just like to see what he would be like for a day. Yeah. No, Dave, we were saying like, you know, everything. So like, can you tell us something that you know, not to put you on the spot, but to put you on the spot.
All right. Well, we'll carry on with your Egypt discussion. And I'm going to say that the pyramids were built by aliens.
I was trying to get more along the lines of like a tax or accounting thing or something like that. Like
Like, didn't you write the code for Excel?
Like, just in general.
I invented Microsoft.
Oh. Wow.
See? I told you, Dave knows everything.
Told you he knew something that we didn't know.
Yeah.
But that is true. It'd be crazy to see how they built the pyramids, because if it was in fact aliens, like, what did they look like?
What, the aliens or the pyramids?
Well, no, I know what the pyramids look like.
There's pictures of pyramids.
Yeah.
We know those are real.
Stay hot.
Yeah. No, on the ball.
Yeah, on the ball as always. Yeah. Lonzo Ball.
BB.
What is something that you would get? Okay. My question is, what is something you could give a 10-minute presentation on with no preparation? Dave?
Oh.
Tax structure?
No.
Without people falling asleep.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the hard part. Is keeping the audience.
Yeah. Because those heavy eyelids.
How to beat your roommates in every board game.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Sounds good. Get out.
All right. And on that note, I'll see you guys.
Thanks, Dave.
What's a 10-minute thing that you could give a presentation on without even thinking about it?
Without even thinking about it?
Yeah.
It would have to be something to do with hockey.
Yeah.
I feel. I don't know, like, coming, like, I don't know, you know how we've explained, like, the ranks of hockey and, like, growing up and, like, from, like, minor hockey.
So, like, hockey structure?
Yeah. I don't know. Something to do with hockey.
I could do that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Anything else? Because I got nothing.
I got nothing.
No.
So hockey for all of us?
I could give a 10-minute presentation on the blood flow through the heart without thinking about it.
That's because you have.
No, I know.
Before, right?
I haven't done that specifically, no, but I know how it works.
Okay.
So
can you go for 10 minutes?
I don't know if I could make it 10 minutes long, but I'm sure I could. I could drag it out. I could use like a couple big words like atrioventricular valve a bunch of times and then.
Yeah,
and a couple of you knows and
Once you get the you knows going, then you're like 5 minutes right there.
Yeah,
yeah. Like after I introduce myself, there's like 2 minutes.
Taver, you know, McCavish.
Yeah,
I'm then, like, you know, yeah.
And then
let's do a hockey interview.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, you know. Hey, the boys got to get going. We're in a little bit of a slump, but you know, I think we're gonna bounce back. Yeah.
You know. Okay, Family Feud time. Jordan.
Actually, just on a quick note about that, like, it's the funniest question I see that guys in the NHL get are take me through that goal, and it's like the gist of what every guy says is basically I skated down the ice, I shot the puck and it went in.
Yeah,
and it's hilarious.
And then my teammate made a good play.
Yeah, yeah. You always give some credit to the other guy.
Yeah,
like really.
Yeah, no, yeah, I did it. Yeah. Yeah, you know, Bergie made a great play there at the blue line, and then I got the puck and just tried to get it on net quick, and luckily it went in for me. So yeah, that's basically, you know,
he kind of got out of the way and it, the puck went past him and hit the back of the mesh.
So basically, that's,
you know, counts as one goal for us, right? Because that's how hockey works.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Okay, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're gonna clap this week.
Are we clapping or tapping?
Clapping. The Family Feud podcaster segment ender of all podcasts of episode number 33.
Come on.
First question: name things you bring on a camping trip. Johnny.
Tent.
Tower.
Sleeping bag.
Johnny was number one. Yours was number
Why wouldn't
two.
You just say number one?
I wanted to hear what you had to say.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's kind of.
Question number two: name famous rivalries between brands. Johnny.
Ford and GM.
Coke and Pepsi.
Taver wins.
Oh, fuck.
Number one answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Thanks. Actually. I was going to say, what was the other one? Nike Adidas. So
yeah.
Say Nike
was Nike Adidas on there?
No, it was Marvel, DC, Microsoft, Apple, McDonald's, Burger King.
Coke and Pepsi is probably number one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Name foods that go well with peanut butter.
Jelly.
Yeah, that was
number Yeah, woohoo!
That was kind of a dumb one.
No, my left toenail could have got that.
Yeah. All right, 2-1 pacer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Name something that comes after peanut butter. Jelly.
Name things you spend your lottery winnings on.
Car. Sports car, whatever.
House.
Mansions is the number one answer.
What's a house? 2-2.
2-2.
All right.
Wow, we're good.
We're playing up to 3.
I think so.
Right. Yeah, we're actually naming stuff that's on the list. Eh?
Yeah.
Name an item you might buy in a souvenir shop.
Keychain.
It's on there.
Shot glass.
Mug. Mug's on there, but Johnny got the number two.
Yeah.
Answer.
You
got
What's number one?
T-shirt.
Oh, okay. I was going to go with keychain, then he said it, so I blanked.
So are we playing up to 3? Yeah,
that was 3 for
that
you.
That was 3. All yeah. right, reigning champ.
Good job, Johnny.
Let's go.
Name a word that rhymes with horse.
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 Source, horse, course, divorce, and endorse, remorse.
The horse got divorced?
All right, everyone, that wraps up episode number 33 of the No Bad Days podcast. Johnny's the reigning champ. Johnny, what do you have to say?
Thanks for tuning in, folks, and don't forget to download.
Don't forget to download.
Cheers,
fellas. Cheers.
See you, folks.
Did you just...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.